Here on Regional Radio, we're joined by Westrand Middle School Principal Lance Massey, just sliding into that role. Previously, the head football coach. Before that, the offensive coordinator, goes out with a district championship victory over Marceline. What was the process from moving over from football into the principal role?
You know, it was a pretty simple process, honestly. There were two or three of us that were interviewed for the middle school job. And I was chosen, and once the job was offered to me, the decision to step away from football, it had to be made, and it was a professional decision that I needed to make. And while I will miss the football field and the sideline, I'm excited for the opportunity to be an administrator and look forward to those new challenges.
For lack of a better phrase, certainly a very young guy as far as head coaching is concerned. So how difficult was this after your time as an assistant, your recent success as a head coach, to move from that into the administration side?
I appreciate the young guy comment, Eric. I feel old sometimes. At this point last year, I think I was the oldest coach in the Lewis and Clark Conference, and it's a young man's game. Coaching is definitely a young man's game, and the kids coaching that I was coaching against were definitely getting younger. Definitely feel like I had some years left coaching, but it was time for the change. For me, professionally, it was time, and my staff, I always said it on Friday nights, and I'll continue to say it, the three guys that worked for me as assistants the last couple of years, and then Coach O'Loughlin and Coach Tanner and Coach Thomas, all will be head coaches someday, and all will be successful head coaches someday. So that made my job easier, and I guess that made the decision a little easier that the program would be left in good hands.
We're joined by Lance Massey, previously the head football coach at Westrand, now moving into administration. How appealing was this to get into the administration side for you?
I feel like it's always a professional goal in education. You start out as a teacher, and if you're coaching, you're usually an assistant coach early in your career. You kind of cut your teeth. And I was fortunate to cut my teeth under some great administrators and some great coaches early in my career. And then as I grew, got an opportunity to be the head baseball coach first at Westrand and an assistant football coach at Westrand, and continue to grow professionally, and then obviously moved into the head football coach's role. But I think the administrative part of it is always your next step professionally. Every time you're a head coach in education in a school system, you're kind of micromanaging a small school with that program. And so the opportunity to move on and manage the middle school at Westrand was there, and so it was just a natural progression professionally for me, and I'm looking forward to that.
We're joined by Westrand's Lance Massey on Regional Radio. Whether it was winning a district title, calling plays in a state championship game, how much have you enjoyed your time with Hornets football?
Growing up as a kid, I graduated from Westrand. Growing up as a kid, my uncle was the head football coach. He was the head football coach when I was in high school, having ties to the program all the way back to the beginning. My grandpa was actually the superintendent at Westrand when they started football. So I've kind of got deep roots with Westrand football. And so just to be a part of the last 12 years of Westrand football and the success that we've had and the high level of play that we've had, I can't say that one moment was better than another. Obviously, calling plays in a state championship game twice is an amazing experience, and having that opportunity to play and to be so close and still not get it, it was just so much fun to be a part. And then of course being a head coach and winning a district title, it's so difficult to do that. It's kind of ironic. My only district title as a head coach in baseball was my last year coaching, and my district title as a head football coach is in my last year of coaching football. So I've got a knack for for getting out after winning a district title. So I'm expecting them to continue to be successful this year, and I expect them to win a district title, and I hope to cheer them on from the sidelines as administrator and have fun watching them in that role.
You raved about your assistants just a moment ago. You raved about them in some of our post-game conversations as well this year. What makes defensive coordinator, now head coach Aaron O'Loughlin, the right man for the job?
Aaron was with Westrand as a student teacher back in 09, I believe. And then he was hired as a physical education teacher and assistant football coach in 10. And then he decided that he was ready to go take his chance and try to get an opportunity to be a head football coach. And he did that. Obviously, he has experience. He took over a program that had really struggled in South Missouri at the time. And the 2 years he was head coach down there, he made him respectable. When we had an opening a couple years ago, he passed on a potential opportunity to be a head coach at Marshall Lane, to come back to Westrand and kind of be a part of the program. I think some of the friendships he has and had built previously at Westrand were a part of the reason he came back. But I think he knew he was going to get an opportunity at Westrand also to be a head football coach. And he's put his time in, and he's been dedicated to our district. And you know, he's a pretty smart football coach on top of that. You know, he's always got an answer defensively. He puts his time in watching film. He understands what needs to be done, and I think that's just prepared him, and he's prepared himself to be a head coach in football and head coach at Westrand.
Westrand's Lance Massey, right after a district championship, moving into the administration side of things. Coach Massey, we can't thank you enough for all your time pregame and postgame on Friday nights, etc., and look forward to following your next adventure here.
Eric, I can't say enough about what you guys do for the local youth and give us coaches and now obviously administrator give us an opportunity to glorify our kids in a good way. I've said this before, all the times these kids catch a bad rap for this or that, and the opportunity that Crest gives us as coaches to talk about them in a good light, it just can't be replaced. You guys can't be replaced in what you do.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you at a game soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric.